For MSONewsSports.com, I'm Tim Curran, and this is Panther Preview with Beverly Head Football Coach Dan Bauer, brought to you by the Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly, for the best in deli meats and your party platters. It is the Gloria Food Store. Welcome, Dan, once again, and let's start off with 3-0 start to the season. The Panthers are really rolling at this point in the season, and a much improved start to the season from last year. Obviously, the start you and the team wanted to have. Your assessment of the season so far?
Well, we're playing pretty good football right now. The attitude's been really good. Good work weeks, good practices. Certainly, some areas we can improve. You know, definitely we have some improvements to make on both sides of the ball. But you know, pleased with the progress we've made. But more important, pleased with the attitude within the team. And we've played some good teams, but we have some big games coming up.
You know, certainly one of the things that plays a part in getting off the start like you guys are is the team remaining healthy.
That's the key. You know, usually you need luck and you need healthy players. And without players being healthy, you're in trouble. So, you know, we've had our shares of nicks and dings, as anybody does, you know, going into week four. But things have been working out pretty good so far. We're pretty healthy, which is lucky and certainly pretty much a testament to the off-season work the kids put in.
You know, certainly the balance that the team has shown on offense and defense has to be a real confidence builder for the team as it works further and further into the regular season, as I guess we have to call it now, into conference play. You have Lindinger's coming up. Kind of a Jekyll and Hyde team. They can be very, very good. They can look a little disorganized at times, but there's always that danger with the Bulldogs.
Well, they have, I think, an excellent running back. He can really, really make you pay. They do a nice job getting the ball to the perimeter, so they create some one-on-one situations, and if they beat the one-on-one out there, they're off to the races. So, you know, they're always a play away from a touchdown, as we like to say. And defensively, they put a lot of pressure on your offense. They put a lot of guys on the line. They hit all the lanes, and they put pressure on you. So they're going to play hard, and they always do, and they've had a big win last week against Winthrop. And when you look for the little things on the tape, you see definitely lots of hard effort in there, and it's going to be a real battle tomorrow night.
You know, certainly, and the weather may play a factor. We're not quite sure just how wet and rainy it may be, but certainly the weather can be an equalizer.
Yeah, to some degree. I mean, we're on turf, so that helps us. You know, and if you're a running team, you know, the wind and rain. The rain is always the wet with the ball, but it doesn't impact you as much. Spread teams, it can if you're a throwing spread team, but if you're running spread team, you know, we both have to play in it. So I don't, you know, I think it'll play a little factor probably in the special teams more than anything else, because that's obviously with the kicks and stuff. But it should be interesting. It looks like we're getting a lot of wind tomorrow night, and who knows if that hurricane's coming our way.
You know, certainly I've talked to some people around the league and my colleagues at MSO, and one of the players that they've been most impressed with on the Panthers this year has been Mr. Madden.
Yeah, I mean, he does a lot for us. Obviously carries the ball, but he blocks well. His blocking's improved a lot, and he's been playing some good defense for us, and also he's been kicking the ball well. So he's been, you know, very steady, so and we expect that out of him as a senior, and you know, he's been a 3-year starter for us.
You know, and certainly you mentioned lastly the kicking game. It's been that aspect of special teams where most people have had the most highest praise for him.
Yeah, you know, he's delivered. You know, he makes the clutch kicks for us, and he kicks the ball with depth, and sometimes he'll make the tackle on the kickoff as well, which is not always happens with a kicker. So that's been a big boost for us.
And, you know, we've talked over the last several years about the week-to-week improvement in the team, and I'll end with this. What are some of the improvements you've hoped to have seen with your team week-to-week so far this season, and what do you look forward to in the weeks to come?
Well, on the offensive side, you know, assignments. You know, we see varied fronts, and people put a lot of people in the box, so it makes it hard to run. But just making sure that we execute and our blocking assignments are solid. That's the one area that I've seen improvement. Offensive line techniques, I've seen improvement there. And on the defensive end, you know, the tackling's been pretty steady. We've been working really hard on our tackling. But also, too, to be multiple on defense, to be able to not just run the same package week in and week out, the feature whatever we need to you know, face the team we're playing. So I've seen growth in that area, too, because, you know, the players are absorbing the information and allows us to do much more on both sides of the ball.
Great. I'll see you in Lynn tomorrow night. I'll see you on the field after for some post-game comments. As always, Coach, best of luck.
Thanks, Tim. Much appreciated.
Great. That's been Dan Bauer, the head football coach here at Beverly High School with Panther Preview. For MSONewsSports.com, I'm Tim Kearns, and this week's interview has been brought to you once again by the Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly.